Well, Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership. Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today. Look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today. Well, Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership. Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today. Well, Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership. Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today. Well, Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership. Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street. A hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. So come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today. Well, Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership. Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., so come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today. Well, Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership. Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the meatloaf and potatoes, or the spaghetti and meatballs. At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. At Angie's, it's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pie by the slice. Or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew, across from the 7-Eleven. And don't forget, we're open Thanksgiving Day from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., so come join us for a traditional holiday meal. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Call Angie's now at 727-441-2644 and make that Thanksgiving reservation today.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books. We got Sid is back from Day Trippers. We got the wonderful Cinderella here that writes books. Do you know we wrote a book together?
No way.
Yes, and she took gave me credit, but really she did the whole thing.
Well, I believe that part.
That part, yeah. Yes. So anyhow, I want you to interview Sid, what he does. Okay. And then you interview this Cinderella here, what she does. And then I got to go get some paperwork. So ready? Who's going to interview who first?
I'll interview him first.
There you go.
Go for it.
Okay, Sid, tell me all about what you do.
I have the Day Tripper boats. And what I do is, if you're the kind of people that don't want to own your own boat, mm-hmm. but you want to go out in a boat and check out all the islands out here, I'm the guy you call, because it has a, also has a landing ramp on the front of it where I can land you on any little island that you want to go.
You ready right now? I can go now. I'd love to go.
I don't go in this kind of weather.
Well, the only thing good about this kind of weather is the shelling is great on the little islands.
Yes, it can be, but you got to find them.
It's okay. I know where.
So basically, you know, it's a boat with a cooler. It's a big inflatable. You bring your own drinks. Mm-hmm. Give me an idea what you want to see, where you want to go.
Okay.
And it's by appointment and be by the hour. It doesn't matter, 1 to 6 people, it's all the same price.
That's what I was going to ask you, 1 to 6 people, and where do you take off from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I leave from the Anclove River down by Tarpon Springs.
Tarpon Springs, okay. So if I wanted to give you a day or two's notice, and I had 2 people, and I wanted to go over to Anclote Key and pick up some shells, that's something we could do? Okay.
That's very close to where I leave from. It wouldn't take you 30 minutes.
That sounds great. How much is it for a couple hours? Is that the minimum you book for?
Well, depends what you want to do. It's 125 running time hour for an hour. That means when I'm driving the boat. Mm-hmm. If I drop you off somewhere and I actually leave you there, and I wouldn't charge you for that time. It's just the time that you're in the boat and we're driving.
Okay. And so you're a captain. How long have you been a captain?
Probably good 40 years. I have a 200-ton license. I have the highest award given to a civilian by the Coast Guard in 2015. They call it the Coast Guard Meritorious Award.
Nice job.
I used to commercial fish up in Long Island.
Wow.
So now I'm down here for the winters.
That sounds great. Do you do dolphin cruises then?
You'll see dolphins.
Okay. And sunset type?
Sunset, cruises. Sunrise. Well, it's you pick the time and when you want to go, and I'll accommodate to that.
And what number is the best to call?
516-459-9603.
And that's Captain Sid Smith.
That's right.
Well, I'm interested in going, and I will spread the word because it sounds wonderful. It sounds like the itinerary is flexible. And
flexible. You drink, I drive. Clothing's optional. I do everything.
And did you say we could fish off the boat?
No.
No fishing.
Because
okay.
It's a rubber inflatable type boat.
Oh, of course. Okay.
So, no good for hooks.
Not at all.
And I fished all my life. I don't want to go fishing.
Right.
I just want to enjoy what's around here.
Sure. What's your favorite spot to go to?
Probably on the Gulf side of the Anclove Key.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of the sound, you go around the other side where the bottom's real sandy, and then the water's nice in that aqua green kind of color.
Mm-hmm. So is it a good time of year to book?
Excuse me?
Is it a good time of year to, you know, book, or are you like...
Well, weather permitting.
Weather permitting, but I mean, is it... what's your busiest time, I guess I'm asking?
Mostly when the, like me, the snowbirds
mm-hmm.
come around, and sure. they want to see what's around, you know, on the water.
Okay. And are you available every day for a tour?
Pretty much.
Pretty much? Okay. And you only need about a day's notice?
That would be the best. But you never know. Call when you might get up some morning and think about it and just make the call. You never know.
What's your favorite thing about being a captain?
Favorite thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in control.
I love the honest answer.
So yeah, sometimes, you know, people with boats, you know, you got to know what you're doing.
Sure. And so how long have you been coming here as a snowbird from Long Island?
This would be my third year.
Third year?
Yeah.
Were you born and raised in Long Island?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. And when did you come here, I mean, for the first time, is this your favorite side of Florida? Have you been all over the country?
I've been all over Florida. It's just, I kind of bought one of those fixer-uppers and spent some time doing that and took my time looking around. It's just, you know. It's a little quieter over here.
Yes. It's my favorite side of Florida, actually. The Gulf side. And I think it's more beautiful than the Atlantic side, for sure.
Okay, well, everybody has their choices.
Well, I was...
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Now I'm supposed to interview Cinderella. How did you get the name Cinderella?
Well, Brian gave me that name.
That's Brian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're an author.
Yes, and an artist. I'm actually, my name is Polly,
okay.
And I'm originally from Kansas, and I've been here about 8.5 years. And I've written and published a few books, and have a lot of artwork in shops around the area, and done some modeling and some different things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I love to
and
go
where
on
books. And where do they go to find your books?
Well, they're available on Amazon and in a few local shops around the area. Like on Indian Rocks Beach, Island Cove features my books, Back in the Day books in Dunedin, and Tarpon Art Gallery. A few other local fun stops around here.
And Brian says he helped you write a book.
Well, Brian's idea was that,
wow, look at that.
We write a book about love me for who I am, basically, and love who you are. And then it turned into something from the point of view of a cat, and I thought of it. And so yes, a wonderful collaboration. I wouldn't have done it if he had not brought it up.
Yeah, and has the book been printed yet?
I have made some changes, and I was deciding if I wanted to go through Amazon again. So I'm in the process of it, but it's ready. It's all written and illustrated, and it's just a matter of choosing the best way to get it out there.
So I'm an author.
Yes, you are.
I would like to be called Author Brian.
Author Brian.
What, is that okay, Sid? What's my name?
Something better.
No, Author Brian. But anyhow, it's a real neat thing. The point of the story was what I had. She changed it. But the point is, it was the one I originally had was with the cat and the mouse. No, the elephant and the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they came across a four-leaf clover. And then they wished upon that they weren't happy who they were. So they switched, you know. But I guess things have been done similar to that. That was the point, right?
Right.
So they switch, and then the mouse tries to go home to the elephant. Well, what is an elephant scared of? Believe it or not, mouses, right? The in the fables. And then the elephant tries to go home, but it's really the mouse, and they all the family and everybody runs away. So then I wanted them to be at a point where they were just sitting there crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, to be happy who you are. Like, they wanted to go back. Like, you don't realize... There was a story told, and I got to just think about how it was told. Okay, it's kind of negative, but there was a guy who was the first Supreme Court justice, and I can't remember his name, but his father discovered why people were dying when they were given birth. A long time ago, it was like 70% of the women in this particular area were dying, and they couldn't figure out why. But what the doctors were doing in the 1800s is they were, every time someone died, they would examine them. But when they went back to give birth to another child, they never washed their hands.
Oh, my.
Right? This is back in, they didn't realize it, right? So then, this, and he's the, whoever the first Supreme Court justice was, he was on it, and I forget his name now, but his father discovered this. And for 30 years... people didn't listen to him until finally they did. And it's all documented, too. This is a true story. This ain't even made up. But the point is that we're the maker of our own problems. Here they were trying to solve a problem, but they really were creating the problem. Right? Is that boring?
No, I make my own problems.
Right. We're so, like I was told, like in the mirror, right, mm-hmm. I'm the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I'm blaming or complaining. Put the focus on me, because if I am the problem, then I can change.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, with this is going back to the book. Be happy of who you are,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the cat. Now tell the story of the cat, like what happens.
Okay. Well, and it's based on true events, actually. I based it on a cat that I met that was abandoned in the first rental house that I lived in when I moved here. Beautiful cat. So we ended up keeping this cat, and I wanted a dog. I always had dogs before. And so I was writing the book from the point of view that the cat wishes that she was a dog, because dogs can do so many things, like help the police, the firemen, the military, and all kinds of things like that. And so that's how the book goes on. I had taken the cat with me to the post office, and we actually got thrown out of the post office. Because cats aren't allowed, but dogs are.
Wow.
And so that's included in the book, and that's really, it's really neat because there's...
Did you say that this is a true story?
Yes, based on true events. There's a lot of true events in there.
Right. Dogs do get benefits over cats.
Uh-huh.
They
right.
do. Can you have a service cat?
I wondered that. In fact, I was going to put a little sweater on her and try it and take her into Starbucks. We got thrown off Clearwater Beach, too, one time. I took her, you know, it's like, why not? She's not doing anything.
Right.
And so that's in the story, too. So it's really
pretty
a great
cool.
story.
You get a book from us? How much do they sell for? Sid will be our first customer.
Yeah.
It's going to be $14.95.
Can I get $14.95 out of you for my first book?
And already?
And
already.
I did all the
give
illustrations.
Give me a check. We'll hold on to it for a second. Yet.
And I did all the illustrating also. And then when we,
wow.
have, a, we have a second.
And I'll sign it.
You're the second fastest
And so when we have a second, I have a miraculous story based on what you were talking about the women dying during childbirth. I have a pretty cool true event I'd like to share.
Go ahead.
Okay. My mom was about to give birth to my sister in 1950 in a small town in the middle of Kansas. And she went in labor, went into labor, and the doctor said that either she would live or the baby would live, and she has to pick right now.
Oh, my
God. She was
God.
Only 22. So.
Wow. Let me just digest that a little bit. Wow, huh?
Yeah, you're 22, you're pregnant, married, and, well, either you're going to live through it or the baby is. And, of course, you pick the baby. That's the noble thing to do, I suppose.
Right. How old was, how many months pregnant, though, was she?
She was nine months pregnant.
Oh, that's different. That's a factor, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was there abortion back in 1950 anyway?
Mm-mm.
No, right? That didn't start until the 70s. The Roe versus Wade.
I was almost an abortion myself, but that's another story I'll tell you. But the really interesting thing is my mom had lost a lot of blood during that.
I'm going to say something right now,
mm-hmm.
and this is probably wrong for me to do this.
Mm-hmm.
She lived.
She did, but it was amazing how it happened.
And I didn't know that. You know why? Because you know why? I could see it in her face. She lived.
Well, of course.
Well, of course.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but here's the cool thing.
Who knew that?
You had to have, she had to have blood transfusions. Well, back that day, they didn't care what type of blood.
Right.
Everybody in this small town was showing up, even, you know, the town drunk, like from Andy Griffith, it was like that. Even he showed up to donate blood to try to save my mom and the baby. And it was a Catholic.
That's a book.
It is. I'm going to write it. And it was this Catholic hospital, and she wasn't Catholic, but that was the hospital, you know, the best one in the area. And so the head of the hospital, the nun, stopped everything. All the students, all they did is pray over my mother and the baby. And my mom did code blue for a minute, and they brought her back, and she raised my sister and then went on to raise my brother and then adopted me in 1969.
Wow, the year the Mets won the Super Bowl.
That's right. Woodstock, everything good came out of the 69. And the walk on the moon.
Walked on the moon, July 30th.
Yeah. And so, and she saved me, too. I was going to be an abortion, but so that's a whole nother.
Wow, another. And then here you are.
Here I am.
Writing books. And, you know, I was going to say something, but I'm a man of few words. But I forget what. Go back to what you were talking about, where I was going to go somewhere, and I forgot because I was listening.
Where you were going to go? We were talking about
your mom.
My mom.
Oh, and transfusions.
She lived. Yes,
through transfusions.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear something else on transfusions?
Mm-hmm.
The man that invented transfusions was a black man. The man that did the first open heart surgery was a black man,
mm-hmm.
and he developed the scalpels and stuff to close the veins. That's what they couldn't figure. And the first heart transfusion was done by a black man on a dog that lived. Ironically, this man gets into a car accident. What do you think he needs?
Heart transplant.
He needs a blood transfusion.
Blood transfusion.
And he goes to a white hospital, right, to get this blood transfusion that he invented, and they wouldn't take him. And ironically, what the procedure that he invented, what is the ironic part of this, is the procedure he needed to save his life, and they wouldn't do it.
Oh, no.
And he ends up dying.
It's horrible.
Right. So transfusion, there's a lot of stuff. Carver was the gentleman. He was another black man that did the peanut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the idea of the peanut. Do you know that we had all these dust balls and people didn't know? You remember what the dust balls were?
No.
Do you want to know, or am I boring to my audience?
Go ahead.
There were dust balls that would go for like 20 miles,
uh-huh.
right?
Right.
And you know that, right?
Yes.
In the 20s. And this man, Carver, came by, and he figured out why. And it was really, they would kill people. It would be just big dust storms,
mm-hmm.
20, 30 miles long in America. And people don't even know about it. I just said, did you know what happened mm-hmm. in the 20s? It was in the Midwest.
Serious problem in the Midwest. That's where I'm from.
Yeah, serious problem. So he figured it out that it's the nutrients. Like if you plant corn, say, 6 years in a row, you're taking all the same nutrients. He figured out if you swap crops, right, that it wouldn't take the nutrients out and it would make the soil fertile and then it wouldn't blow. And at first, no one believed him, right? He's like, nope. There were actually farmers that refused to do it at the time. And then that's where he says plant peanuts, because peanuts was one of the greatest things to put nutrients back in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there again, and Carver was a black man. And if you want to know the real true story behind him, he was actually stolen as a child from Bushwhackers. And his father, who was in Missouri, mm-hmm. is where he was from, he actually had to pay a ransom for his mom and the child. And what happened was they just brought back the child. And his name is George Carver. What a story, huh?
Yeah, I'll have to tell you about how I came about, too.
Okay, so we got this. Okay, so we're going to do some promotions, if that's okay, Mr. Sid.
You go for it. Cinderella. That's what you're here for.
We're here for. Okay, we got Thy Nana. We got, first of all, we got to show this. Can you be our little Vanna White? Tammy, you here?
Mm-hmm.
Be Vanna White and show this. We'll do this one first. Look at, and then this doesn't give it service because it's on a paper plate, but it's just trying to show you what you get for $4.99. Look at that for $4.99.
Rotisserie chicken.
Rotisserie yes. chicken. And what are you doing for him?
I'm going to make his commercial for the radio.
Right. And what's the name of the business? First Choice Food and Deli.
Mm-hmm.
It's a newly remodeled deli, and it's fresh hot subs made to order,
mm-hmm.
right? And he has a rotisserie chicken. And it's a secret recipe passed down from generation to generation, top secret, sealed in a mayonnaise jar, and guarded by guards in a safe.
Oh.
Did I go too far?
No, not yet.
Right? These guards, really, they watch it 24/7 with cameras on it, with lasers to see if someone tries to get in. That's how important this recipe is. KFC tried to get it from him. He refused to sell it. It's the secret recipe, right?
So and take a bite and let us know what it is like.
Take a bite and let it know. Here, you take the first bite, Sid.
Oh, I get the first
bite. And then Cinderella over here, she's an angel. Anyhow, this is First Choice Food in Deli. It's a newly remodeled deli. It's unbelievable. He has rotisserie chicken where you get half a chicken, includes sides for $4.99, and it comes right off the rotisserie.
It's on 580 in Dunedin.
It's actually on County Road 1.
County Road 1?
County Road 1. 1714 County Road 1.
Okay.
It's in Dunedin. What do you think? Huh? And you can see the spices and all that, and take a little piece if you don't mind. You can rip it off with your hand if you want.
It's chicken.
But that's good chicken. Huh?
Yes, it is.
Just imagine you get a meal for $4.99, but it's mashed potatoes for $4.99.
I can't go to the grocery store for that.
Right, and he makes it himself right there on the rotisserie.
Delicious. Huh? Mm-hmm.
Delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's First Choice Deli. And then just think about it. He makes all the hot subs. And when I read that, I was like, but fresh hot subs made to order. There's something about fresh mm-hmm. when it's just freshly made and it's real hot where you can't bite into it. Like, you ever get pizza out of the oven, like right out of the oven if you're sitting at a restaurant versus it delivered? You burn your mouth and yet you still go back for another bite. What do you say?
Right.
It's addictive.
And it's not like they get their food somewhere else. They make it all in-house.
Right. So it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's First Choice Food and Deli. That's Allie. And, he has a wonderful wife. You talk about someone's wife, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But his wife's an angel. His wife's an angel. He's so lucky to have, and then he has kids. He goes to their soccer games. So this is really a mom and pop operation. He owns a few of these convenience stores, and he gives back to the community. He supports his family, going to all his kids' soccer games and all that. So he's a real family man too, besides being a really good chef. And he has the secret recipe from grandma.
Secret.
Passed down from generations to generations. And where is that secret recipe hidden?
In a vault with guards.
In a mayonnaise jar.
Yes.
Mayonnaise jar.
Not Miracle Whip. It's
Do you know
a
who did that?
Jar.
That's Johnny Carson. Remember when he did the thing, Konak? Anyhow, that's it. First Choice Food in Deli, newly remodeled. It's right there on San Christopher. I'm supposed to turn my phone off, and I didn't. Okay, so now I'd like to talk about Thy Nana. Do you like everybody thinks this lady here, it's she has an early bird special, right? But they're all fresh carrots, fresh mushrooms. You ever go to a place where you just know they're not cut fresh? Mm-hmm. You know, I went back in the kitchen once and I watched the person cutting the carrots. I watched the person cutting fresh mushrooms. I watched them peeling the beans. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure do.
This is Thai Nana. And then they also have sushi also. But their food is all fresh. There's something about Thai food. And I just got to say, I think it's better than Chinese.
For sure.
Because it's fresh. It seems to always, they seem to have fresh cut vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Part of their deal. Whereas Chinese food, I don't know if it's fresh cut.
It's questionable.
It's questionable, but not this place. Thai Tana. They're right there. Can you put the address where they're at?
Sure. It's 1458 Alt 19 North, Palm Harbor, 727-787-0189.
Yeah, and then she has this. Can you read this, like what she has? Because she sent that over to us.
Sure. Early bird special, free wonton soup with any entree, 15% in coupon book, open daily. Sushi, delivery available, Uber by the squad, Bite Squad, sorry, DoorDash, online order at thainana.com. New Japanese sushi chef on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Right, and the chef there, when you look at him, he looks like a sushi chef, if you were doing a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just really neat to see. And that's Early Bird Specials. How do you say the name? Is it Thai Nana. Thai Nana.
Yeah.
So like if you guys want to Google Thai Nana, it's in Palm Harbor. And then you can have food delivered right to your house because she has all those delivery services. And if you went back in the kitchen, you could appreciate what I'm saying. It's like seeing is believing.
Mm-hmm.
When you see those chefs cutting everything fresh, the lettuce, the cabbage, the carrots, the mushrooms, the beans, I was just like, how can I get this point across that this is fresh, made to order? Say the name.
Thai Nana.
Thai Nana. Say the name.
Thai Nana.
And where is it?
Palm Harbor.
Palm Harbor. Okay. And the lady that runs it, I mean, she's an angel, too. She reminds you of, like, the respect. It's something that, like, with elderly people, because now I'm elderly, right? You could just see the respect that she has for elderly people. It's that culture. It is the culture of the Asians, mm-hmm, to more show respect, family,
right,
and honor. And, you know, the hardest working culture I've ever seen were the Mexicans. They have good work ethics.
Mm-hmm.
But for respect is the greatest culture I've ever seen were the Asians.
Yes.
Right? It's just, mm-hmm, innate. You know, and if anybody wants to know what the word innate means, is your veins are innate.
They're very disciplined, and it's natural for them.
And honorable.
Yes.
And that's what I see when I see this lady from Thai Nana. I just see honor, I see dignity, and I see a lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's running her business, and she's putting out high-quality food. And everything is made fresh. But back to First Choice.
Yes.
Secret recipe by Grandpa. Grandma.
Grandma.
Do you think Grandpa had some input?
Nah.
I think he did.
Maybe.
He might have been the taster.
He was the taster.
I think he was the taster. Yeah.
What do you think, Sid?
Obviously the taster.
Was it just Grandma, or did Grandpa have some input on First Choice Deli?
No.
Who are we going to go with? Okay.
Grandma.
Grandma?
Yep.
Okay. He was the taster, though. So anyhow, that's First Choice Deli. Now this is my friend. You know, I was thinking this, too. Would you know how to rebuild a transmission?
Obviously not.
Would you?
No.
You ever watch those guys put those transmissions together, like the intricate parts of it, and they're like puzzles and stuff?
I actually have. It's amazing watching a transmission get rebuilt.
It is.
Yes.
No parts left when you're done.
But I always have extra parts when I fix cars. I know this.
That's
I once,
a thing.
I kid you not. I once worked on a car, and you know what? I know you're going to think this is silly, but I forgot to put the gasket on.
Oh, it happens.
How can you forget the gasket?
Uh-huh.
Right. So anyhow, that's they say in life it's all about trial and error, too. If you can laugh at yourself, that gives people less to laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can express gratitude for what you have, you get more to be gratitude for.
Right.
Right? So it's have for. Express gratitude for what you have, you get more to be gratitude for.
too much entitlement in this country.
Right, and that's an excellent, that was funny, that's where I was going. I could show you on my paperwork. It's mm-hmm. entitlement. People that lack gratitude generally feel entitled. Mm-hmm. And then it's have and about. And the more you complain about what you have, right, the more you're going to get to complain about.
Right.
So it goes the other way, too. So these guys here at Ziegler Transmission and Auto, it's Terry. He has the best prices in town, but that doesn't take away from his experience. He has everything there. Like if you go into a shop, it's just high tech. And he's been there for a long time. I don't even know how long. I wish I could see it in the ad, but I can't. But I just know he's been there forever. And then the cost includes mounting and balancing and free lifetime rotation. In other words, he's like when he takes your car in, he's going to rotate your tires. It's very important to rotate your tires.
Sure is.
You know? And then balance it because the wear and tear. Matter of fact, I need mine to be rotated. And then he does oil changes, safety inspections. He does brakes. Mm. So he's a full service AC. Is your check engine light on? He'll do a free computer scan. Just think about this. What can't he do?
Sounds like he does everything, and it's hard to find trustworthy people these days, so you should definitely check him out.
And the name is Ziegler.
Ziegler.
I found out that, I watched, did you ever watch Shark Tank?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And the guy kept saying, my business.
Right.
And he didn't have the logo on his shirt, and I was thinking how stupid that was. I hate to say, cut to the chase. Because you're on national TV, like I would say day trippers boats, not my business. So finally, at the end of the segment, I realized what the name of the business was. So like we shouldn't say he does, we should say Ziegler.
Ziegler.
And he's there in Oldsmore. So say Ziegler.
Ziegler.
Spell it and you win $50.
I could never spell it.
Okay. I ain't going to ask the author, lady. But Ziegler, it's Z-E-I-G-L-E-R. They're there in Oldsmore, Florida, 149 Stevens Avenue. Terry's the man. He's a man of honor. He's a man of integrity. And he does everything there is. What else could he do? The only thing else he could do probably would be auto body, right? But that's Ziegler with a Z, transmission and auto repair. In Oldsmore, give Terry a shout out to Ziegler. You failed. Say Ziegler one more time, Mr.
Ziegler.
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 We got to brand the name Ziegler. Anyhow, then we got this gentleman over here. You know, you can just tell we are here for your auto body needs. This is the auto body show today, I guess. Mm-hmm. Excellent in every service we provide. Now, have you ever been in a car accident?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Have you ever been in a car accident, Sid?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did you have to get your car fixed, or you got a new one?
No, I had to get it fixed.
Huh?
Had to get it fixed.
Right. So this is excellent in every service we provide. They're just north of Klosterman Road, behind the building in the back. I wonder what building. It says behind what building? Behind the building in the back, just north of Klosterman Road. Wow, I wonder what building that is. It says just north of the building in the back. Shouldn't it say the name of the building?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So it's just north of Klosterman Road. It's TF Transformers Auto Body Inc. What building is it?
Well, it doesn't have the name on a building, but it's actually, okay, there's an attorney in the front building, there's a donut place, and there's a big sign that says donuts. But it's right before you get to the corner of Klosterman on US 19.
So no, it's just north of it, depending on where you're coming from.
Well, yeah, if you're coming south.
If you're coming from south, it's north of Klosterman Road.
Right.
And the address, for people that want to know it, is 39068 U.S. Highway 19 North, and it's technically considered Tarpon Springs. Is it once you go past Klosterman, it's Tarpon?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
That's the boundary,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
TF Transformers, Auto Body Inc., excellent in every service we provide. We are here for all your auto body needs. Wow, look at that car he did there. It came out beautiful.
Yeah, he was a
He did your job. Car.
Yes, he did. That's how I met him. He painted my car.
That's right.
Mishap.
Right, and it was excellent. He got the paint. You couldn't even tell.
Nope, you couldn't.
I mean, how they can get that paint to match up to the other paint. Mm-hmm. He was a genius. You couldn't really. If I told you where the accident was, you wouldn't know.
Nope. Wow,
that's fantastic. How good this guy is. What's his first name again? Do you remember?
Oh my gosh, I just forgot. I know it.
George?
Kevin.
How can I forget that? That's my brother's name, Kevin. Excellent in every service we provide. TF Transformers.
It's actually just Transformer Auto Body Inc. That's his logo for Transformers.
Whoa. There you go. That's a cool looking logo.
Yeah.
I'll have to
Excellent.
Check it out.
Yeah, do you need any auto body work?
Sure do. I got hit and run in a parking lot.
Really?
Yeah, call Kevin.
Okay. Would you do that for us?
I sure would.
See that? That's why I try to tell people to come here too, Sid.
So I can said get that, my truck fixed?
No, yeah, so you can spend money. Sid goes to us the one time he gave us the check for the ad. He goes, that's the quickest I ever saw a check clear. We ran to the bank. Bye, Sid.
The ink didn't dry.
But Sid always makes you laugh. Yeah. Did you notice that? I said, when I said that to him, I think
I'm a little slow today.
Yeah, you're not laughing as much as you.
Just gray out, you know.
Yeah.
Not cheery.
But you do the ships. Anyhow, Transformer, there you go. You got a deal already from my Cinderella lady, you'll see. And she's going to use the coupon, too.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
So that's Transformer. Thank then we you. Got Olympic Integrity Auto Glass. Wow, we are doing everything with cars.
Everything.
And he also does mobile. What happened with Tim World was supposed to call in. CJ, or whatever his name is. I hate to say that, whatever his name is. I don't mean that. I don't know. One of my character flaws is I'm not good with names.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's terrible. It's so terrible.
That happens.
But this is Mobile Wintleton at your location. So he comes to you. He also does glass. It's Olympic Integrity Auto Glass, up to $125 cash back. So they fix your window and then give you $125. I wonder if anybody's ever done that on purpose.
It says here, free windshield.
And you get the windshield for free. Think about that. If you break your window purposely, I'm not saying do this now, but I bet you someone's done that.
Well, it's an insurance claim, and that's
could try
it on
your
how they're making the.
Yeah, but could you see they're setting people up to do that?
Of course.
Right, and I'm not, you know.
You want to try it on your car?
No, I would not. You know, I was asked to once do insurance fraud, and I just refused to do it.
Oh, no.
Someone hit me. You don't want to do that.
No.
That's filing a false claim and all this. And I said, no, I'm not going to have nothing to do with that.
That's why our rates are highest from all the people that do that.
Yeah, because I knew that it was my fault. Right, so why would I falsify something? It just the karma was not good.
It would bite you.
It always does. I try to do what is it? It's from spiritual part of it. It says, "Do one to others as you would want done to you." Would you want someone to scam you? If you biblically believe, I'm not saying I gotta say this. I'll quote scripture. Doesn't mean I always do it, but I know that what's right from wrong in my belly. See, that's why I got a big belly. Do you know what the first
you
thing
have that gut
feeling? I have that gut. Do you know what the first thing that's developed in a baby? What part?
The bigger gut feeling.
The belly.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why they say the bellyometer. So anyhow, Mobile Wintleton at your location, Olympic Integrity Auto Glass, lifetime warranty. They're now also doing Mobile Window Tint at your location, and they give you $125 back. So you get the free windshield, you get $125. How much better of a deal can you get than that? I'll pay you $125 and give you my product for free. That's Olympic Integrity Auto Glass. And their number is 813-500-8201. 813-500-8201. The gentleman's name is Victor, and it happens to be veterans, and he's a veteran. So he's a nice young man, just had a baby, family man. Do you see the people we do business with? If you think about it, he's a veteran, just had a baby, and he's trying to get a business off the ground. What do you say to that, Sid?
And sometimes it can be tough.
Yes. Anyhow, so it's a good thing. He's a great guy. So, Windshields Olympic Integrity Auto Glass.
All right. Well, I just got off the phone with JC over at Tint World, and he's super busy right now, but let's do a little promo for him.
Okay. I'm going to have you do the promo.
What do we got here?
And then we're going to be, did anybody ever get in touch with, Angie's Grill? Did you let them know we did it? You did? Good. We did a commercial today on it for Angie's Grill for 12 straight minutes over and over again. And I'm supposed to turn my phone off. Okay, you ready? And then also, too, is a little trick of the trade is I'm supposed to give you the thing to read first so this way you don't stutter on the air.
Well, not you. You just you're on the air.
Okay. By the way, this is a well-organized show.
I run boats.
This was supposed to go on at 3:51.
Oh, yeah?
So we're on schedule. Like, you can see, this is a very well-organized show.
And what'd you say this gentleman's name was?
Brian. JC, but Brian's the owner. He's the man.
Brian's the man.
But JC also, he's there. He sounds like Wolfman Jack.
Tint World is Brian's automotive style and center. State-of-the-art audio and video. Top of the line stereos, and he has some coupons for 10% off installation, $50 off on any window tint package. He's on US 19, Unit B, Palm Harbor. That's 309-50-19.
Yeah, it's just north of Curlew Road. You know where Lender's Furniture is?
Located in Lender's Furniture Plaza. It says it right here.
Right. Now, if you know, like, state-of-the-art, like, I do coupon book, right? You could have done that in the 20s. This guy here, when you walk in, he has all these TVs around. He does car stereos, all the latest technology in car stereos and car alarms. But when you walk into his place, this is what I said to him yesterday. This is the most high-tech place I walked into in my life. And then because you're a salesman, right? Like, well, I'm a salesman. So then you think you're, like, blowing smoke, you know? But if you walk into his place of business, you right away know you're in a high-tech, laser, latest in technology, state-of-the-art, TVs all over the place. And,
shit, that's me too.
Yeah, so... I mean, like, you know you're getting something done professionally at Tint World. That's that amber alert.
Yeah.
So, and it's top-of-the-line car stereos. It says that in the ad, actually. State-of-the-art.
State-of-the-art.
Wow. Audio and video. But when you walk in there, you can see that this is a professional organization. He has high-tech people that put the stuff in. They're technicians. They're almost like... What are those people called that are... No, they're not. What is like a high-tech person called? Like,
he's a technician.
He's a technician?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so he has... You could just tell by...
Well, he's just displaying the type of work he's going to give you.
Right. You just know you're getting top-of-the-line stuff. And he has car stereos. And then if you want to go to www.tintworld.com, you know, you can see like his website's even professionally done. Just everything about this guy is professional. So if you want high quality work, but yet his prices are low because he does so much volume there, right? So you want a good price, but yet you want quality, it's Tint World in Palm Harbor. And ask for Brian. The phone number is 727-264-2043. He's a man of integrity. This is Brian from Tint World. Not like you, Sid.
No.
Okay.
I'm one of a kind.
Okay, so that was that.
And you just got the coupon book and more locations, too. And my business is in there, and you just were telling me you were on Clearwater Beach, new locations?
Yes, we're doing Clearwater Beach. We're going to be doing that south and north, Indian Rocks Beach, Island Estates.
Great.
So we're expanding. Yeah, and then I had your ad in here, too, because we for our book.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Holly's Art by the Sea.
Yes, and she does artwork. Did you tell that to him about your art?
Oh, we didn't get that far. It's in
I
the
didn't coup- see it.
It's in the coupon book under Polly's Wild Imagination, and there's a coupon for some seashell art or some books.
Yeah, so she's not only an author, she's an artist. What do you think about
now,
that?
Now, see, mermaid's my gig, you know.
Yes.
Wow, look how you guys are getting...
Is a mermaid on this one, too?
Yeah, I should have worn.
That's one of my main things.
Don't hold it up.
Hold it up. Hold it
Look
up.
Look at the mermaid on this one.
Do that for me.
Turn around.
Can you do that to the camera?
Uh-huh. There's Look the mermaid.
Day trippers.
Day trippers.
And there's the mermaid. And you did it. You do mermaids a lot with your mirrors and stuff.
I sure do. Do a lot
it's
of different
mermaids. It's very hard to get somebody to do a mermaid.
Really?
I had That's major problems to get it on a shirt, put it that way.
Oh. I've got all kinds of designs we could work with, you know, with each other.
You should see some of her mermaid stuff.
I mean, yeah, I went through thousands of pictures.
See that guy's on YouTube? Day trippers, mermaids. He takes you out on the boat.
Look for the guy in the lavender shirt.
There you go.
Yes.
See, there you go. He laughs. I love it.
The lavender.
So anyhow, it's a good stuff. So tell us a little bit about day trippers.
I was already telling Pauline about it.
Again.
If you want it, you don't own a boat. You want to go out in a boat for a couple of hours, you call me. And I will take you wherever choices you want to go. This boat has a landing ramp on the bow of it, which means I could put you on any little island you like, take you around the islands, leave you on the island, and come back and get you if you like.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And then you would bring chicken from First Choice Deli.
You could bring whatever you like on the boat.
Right, and then we'd have Ziegler fix the engine, because maybe he does boats too.
I don't know.
And then we'll have Cinderella bring the mermaids.
Cinderella, she might make a new mermaid. You never know.
She'll read the book to you. And then we'll have the food will be from Thai Nana, all freshly cut vegetables. Done. And then who else did we have? Am I forgetting someone?
As far as I know, it's the only boat with a mermaid on it down here.
And then a lip and integrity, because when the window breaks on your truck, bring in the... He's going to bring $125 to you and give you a free windshield, that Olympic integrity.
I might just go there to get the money.
There you go. And then who else? And then we'll have Paulie read the book to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You could bring a book with you.
Paulie's Wild Imaginations.
Mm-hmm. Right? You might want to just sit, get some sun out on the water, read the book.
And then don't forget, we have Happy Yard. Happy Homes and Yards, he does irrigation. So if you need a happy home is when it has proper irrigation. And he does all that. He's my friend. Protect your largest investment, right? Think about it, your landscaping. Can make all the difference in a price on a house, but also makes you feel better when you come home to a nice landscaped, irrigated house and all the flowers are watered. That's Happy Home and Yards. And his phone number is 727-580-4247. Now this is a man too, a real spiritual man.
Nothing better than not have to mow your own lawn.
Yes. So then in closing, would you like to say something, Tom? I just want to see if you were paying attention.
I'm sorry, I was talking to the producer. We were in an important meeting.
I know that, I saw that. So I just thought maybe you want to focus on us. What do you think?
No problem. Okay. 1 minute.
We're getting the high sign now.
You know, they put Bill Gates, who knows the answer to this, they put Bill Gates and Warren Buffett in two separate rooms. And they said you can only write one word that made you into a billionaire. What word do you think they chose? Both in separate rooms.
Separate rooms. And they both chose the same word.
Right, how to be successful. The word was focus. If you stay focused on a project,
It's right there, too.
Yeah. Stay focused on being optimist. Eyes on the goal. Not the problem, where you got to overcome it, but keep your focus on the goal and do the work now, too.
Oh, geez.
And then you're going to have trial and error, but do the work and you can achieve anything you put your mind to. King Solomon said, you have not because you ask not. So get there and ask for orders. And ask God to come into your life, too.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.